put in place on social media platforms.
The president has claimed that social media companies like Twitter and Facebook are biased against conservative voices. The annual defense policy bill was already under a veto threat concerning a dispute over military bases named for Confederate soldiers.
Fox's John Decker in Washington. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Just our temperatures are going to start to moderate a little bit starting today. Plenty of sunshine. Should be a great day with a high up to about 56. That's still way below normal, but it's getting better. Tonight, not quite as cold. Overnight low temperature down to about 35, partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, we will tease 60 degrees. I think the clouds will start to increase during the day. Risk of some showers by Thursday night into Friday. Friday's high in the upper 50s to around 60. And right now, the weekend forecast still looks dry. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here. Some folks might call you customers, but at Capital Tractor, we're privileged to call you friends. You're the reason we go the extra mile in serving you with quality Kubota equipment. From our family to yours, thank you. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Governor Ivey is urging state school systems to resume in-person learning. She released a statement Tuesday saying that she is working with the State Department of Education and the state legislature to make sure students are back in the classroom in 2021. Alex City Police is searching for a murder suspect right now. Police are looking for 24-year-old Ashley Kinney in connection with two people found shot and killed on Oak Hill Drive earlier this week. Police say Kinney is considered armed and dangerous. If you see him, call 911. A man wanted for double murder in West Alabama has turned himself in. Authorities say 41-year-old Roderick Harrison surrendered to police today. He's accused of shooting and killing 24-year-old Wendell Pullum and 28-year-old Johnny Bonner III at a home Friday on Ciola Miller Avenue in Selmont. Those are your headlines. I'm Daryl Hood. Be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
This is Carol Kennedy with Camo Country, and we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for many years, and we appreciate Blue Water Broadcasting helping promote Camo Country.
Radio advertising is an investment in the success of your business. It grows traffic, creates demand, and generates more revenue. Call us and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Christmas comes a little early this year thanks to the folks at the Health and Wealth Show. Saturday afternoon, December 5th, from 1 until 3, David Ernest and his merry minions will be live in front of Anytime Fitness, 8125 Decker Lane. Santa will be there. Elvis will be there.
Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you very much.
Well, he's here now. So you better be there. We'll have a lot of Yuletide fun, and it's all absolutely free. Elvis, you got anything else?
Merry Christmas, man.
You know what I mean?
Don't forget, Saturday, December 5th, from 1 until 3 in the afternoon. It's an early Christmas celebration from the folks at the Health and Wealth Show. If you need more information about the event or if you need some really good financial advice, call David Ernest, 279-7431. Sponsored by Ernest Financial, LLC.
Old Cripple Tree, Old Cripple Tree.
Save it for the event, Elvis.
All right, man.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday. Tomorrow we do the Mortgage Corporation of the South gift card drawing. Then on Friday, we do the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift card drawing, gift basket drawing, I guess you could say. And we do that from 2:30 to 2:45. So Not too many people in, get in. So I want to make everybody's Christmas happy. I want everybody to pick up their prizes between now and Christmas. They're going to have a great Christmas. Christmas is on a Saturday, by the way. We will be doing a New Year's, a Christmas Eve show with Father Rao, which I'm really looking forward to. Yeah. We need that badly. Then we'll have to figure out what we're going to be doing for New Year's Eve. And what day we'll take off for Christmas. Guess who's coming to Sweet Creek Farm Market on Saturday?
Who?
Santa.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Man.
So Santa's going to be there. See, I'll take the kids there, see the chickens, see the peacocks, see the turkeys, see the cats, see the goats, see everything, and see Santa. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Crawdad. Crawdad, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good afternoon. I was listening to y'all talking about the pardons that past presidents had done, the commuting sentences and pardons. And the name that I hadn't thought about in a long time, Mark Rich and his wife, Denise.
Yep.
And how they had done the pay for play through the Clinton Foundation so well. And it made me wonder if Denise Rich and Mark Rich, if they were familiar with the Biden group. The amount of money that these people throw around to buy favors is just astounding. Millions of dollars just to pay to play and who you know and come to my party and here's a check. It's amazing.
Well, the big difference of what happened is when they built these nonprofit organizations, nonprofits work under completely different guidelines than businesses do, and a lot more than just the obvious reasons. Matter of fact, I went and became a specialist on how to deal with 501c3s and do financial advice for them. They, back during the day, when you only put $2,000 in your IRA for each year, you can put enormous amounts of money in a 403B within a 501c3. And you get to do all sorts of stuff. The what you spend on lunches and food and things like that, where you have limits on in businesses, not in nonprofits. So you get to get away with murder in
because
nonprofits.
Every nonprofit needs a CEO, a chief executive, and a comptroller. And
well, they now have the double reporting system, which is good, but which is kind of good and bad. But nonprofits escape so many of the strings that they put on businesses. Now, Trump got rid of a lot of those strings, but the world nonprofit and it began in the 80s, really went crazy in the 90s and through the Obama administration. But, it is crazy, the number of nonprofits out there and what they're doing.
I didn't know a whole lot about the Rich story until I got to reading here recently with what you were talking with Joey about. And some of the things that I saw there, like I said, the amount of money that these folks were dealing with. For instance, it said Rich, at the time the article was written, Rich runs businesses valued at $30 billion. And that gives you a lot of money to throw around for your friends when you're buying favors. And that's why I was just wondering, at the time that he was, at the time that he and his wife were being investigated, he was, you know, hiding offshore in Switzerland, Joe Biden was still, you know, doing Joe Biden in Congress. And I didn't know if perhaps they had rubbed shoulders at a party and had some champagne together because...
Well, it would have been his brother or Hunter that was probably going to be doing that.
Okay, yeah. Well, these people, I tell you what, it's just... when they say crime doesn't pay, I don't know. You know, it's just... And do you think that... what was his name that was doing the hedge, not the hedge funds, the investment guy, and he was setting up the churches and then taking the money, and what do you call that, Dan, when you're you got more money in there. It's a Ponzi. Okay, what Ponzi's was his name, Mr. Ponzi himself?
We don't need to. You keep going with what you're saying.
Madoff, Bernie Madoff.
There you go.
Do you feel that his sons were privy to what was going on?
I think his son actually ended up spending some time in jail also.
Ah, okay. Well, I wonder if Hunter will wind up doing a little payback. I don't know. But anyway, when I saw that name, Mark Rich, it just made me think about these folks and how they all seem to be connected somehow up there.
Yeah, I think that something I've learned about Washington, D.C., the leopard does not change their spots overnight. Yeah. And if a leopard is used to doing a particular thing, when they put that food bowl in front of that leopard's going to eat out of that thing. So he may do it smarter this time, but I don't think he can help himself.
That's prison. Prison is crime school. Teach you how not to get caught again.
There you go.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Claudette. Jeff, how are you, my friend?
How's it going?
Good.
I want to get in on the Sweet Creek and the Mortgage Corporation itself.
Give me a month and day of birth.
5/1.
Got that, Joey, son?
5/1.
You're in, my friend.
All right. Hey, I've been watching some interesting news, but not on regular TV. It's called Fox News Now on YouTube.
Yeah.
And they have been, it's a whole, their news quality is a little more on our side, where all the regular news is not. So, interesting.
Yeah, Fox, and you're going to get that out of this John Roberts report. I'm getting a little disappointed in the way Fox is handling things. And my problem is they don't seem to go to the second and third level of effort to find out about things. What they do is they basically are parroting what some of the other networks are saying.
Mm-hmm. They're not being objective or nothing. They're more... Yeah, they're disappointing, very disappointing. All right, y'all have a good one.
Thank you. Speaking of John Roberts, let me go back to John Roberts. Barr said no widespread fraud, but there's a caveat with it.
But the Attorney General dismissed the idea of widespread fraud, telling the AP most claims of fraud are very particularized to a particular set of circumstances or actors or conduct. They are not systemic allegations. In Wisconsin, the Trump campaign is alleging more than 221,000 absentee ballots were improperly filed, petitioning the state Supreme Court to withdraw certification of the election results. So far, Wisconsin Supreme Court has refused to take up any of the Trump campaign's petitions. The Senate Minority Leader today suggesting Barr may be on the endangered species list.
I guess he's the next one to be fired, since he now, too, says there's no fraud.
The president's insistence that the election was stolen from him has been a powerful fundraiser. Sources telling Fox News that since the election, the president has raised about $170 million for the legal battle and his new leadership PAC, Save America. But in Georgia today, state officials admonishing President Trump to turn down the rhetoric against election workers and state officials.
Stop inspiring people to commit potential acts of violence. Someone's going to get hurt. Someone's going to get shot. Someone's going to get killed. And it's not right.
So, Trump people are inciting violence. Trump is inciting violence. And that guy was allegedly a Republican, but when somebody says they're Republican, I look at them with a jaundiced eye. Do they ever criticize a Democrat that says stuff? Like, we're going to get you, Supreme Court, or burn it down. Burn it all down. That's inciting a riot. Let's go to Big Bird. Big Bird, how you feeling, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing right. How about you?
Doing excellent.
Great. I need you to clarify something for me that I just can't understand. I've tried to read up on some of this stuff on the 12th Amendment and stuff, and I just don't there's something it's not registering with me. When you hear the governor in Georgia and the governor in Michigan, they're coming up saying, well, there's no proof of intent or whatever, but there's no proof of a cabal. Well, I don't think there has to be. My understanding is that if for any reason a state is if they find out that there is severe irregularities in the vote, such that when they call the vote corrupted, I get the impression what they're referring to is that the will of the voters has been impinged or thwarted. And that I don't see where there's a where there's a call, like especially like in the 12th Amendment, to prove that there's intent to fraud or there's any kind of cabal. That may come later in a criminal investigation, but the issue is either the voter's will is thwarted or it's not. And I think that's where I have a lot of confusion, because they're saying, well, you know, there is no conspiracy, blah, blah, blah. Well, maybe there's no proof of it right now, but that's not, to me, the threshold is that, well, was the voter's intent thwarted or was it not? Is the vote honest or honest reflection of the will of the people? And the answer has been, to me, in all, like Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, I've listened to a lot of these hearings that have been on there. I've listened to them uncut. Rebroadcast over the web, and I've listened to them uncut and uncommented on by any media. I just listened to it coming straight out of the meeting. And it seems to me that the evidence they've shown has proven that the voters' will has been thwarted. Maybe they don't have enough.
Let me answer the question for you. The terminology that they're using is that there's not enough votes to overturn the election. Now, they used to say there was no evidence at all. Then they went in and said there's not enough evidence to turn over a state. Now they're doing there's not enough evidence to turn over the election, which would take a Pennsylvania, Georgia, Arizona combination. And so they keep changing the goalposts. The reason this happened is because Rudy, who I think made a mistake with this, he was going in and asking a judge to throw out ballots. And the very conservative Trump-appointed judge said, I'm willing to count votes, but I'm not willing to discount votes. And because we don't know, I think Rudy just bit the wrong side of the pie here. I think if he would have said, Judge, this election obviously has serious problems, and we have professionals that say this vote they believe is not accurate, and here's why. We need you to call for a new election. Now, it would have been smarter to do that a week ago, but he could still fit it in. But that was the answer to the question, not the way Rudy went after it.
I hear you, but how do we figure out, how do they reconcile that? Is that something that they take into the Supreme Court or what? I mean, it's just, the thing is that I think that, they're going after the wrong thing here. And the real thing is the will of the people being properly represented in the vote count, which is what the constitutional stuff is all about.
Right. But the problem is they're going through it in court. In the method that I said, where they're trying to get votes thrown out, I would have gone for a new election in a county. Because it's only a handful of counties. You know, it's basically Clark, is Maricopa, is Wayne, is Travis, is Fulton County. It's a limited number of counties.
Yeah. But they didn't do this. So Giuliani didn't actually do what the right thing was to do.
Yeah, he learned it when he was about halfway down the track.
Yeah. So are we going to see, is there any way to go back and redo that or get that looked at a second time? I think you're running out of time to do a reelect. Is this where it goes to the Supreme Court and they say, well, it can't be certified and therefore it's no good? And then they go to the 12th Amendment, which lays out the 50 votes, one for each state, et cetera. Is that where that goes?
They could go that way, but the states would not have to. The states would not certify the electors. That would be one choice. So, in other words, if Pennsylvania House and Senate could say, we are not certifying any of the 20 electors, and if Georgia did the same thing and Arizona did the same thing, then Biden would not have the 270. Then it would go to the House.
Okay. So I guess the way the question for me then becomes, if there's enough proof in the hearing that says that we have really, really strong, substantial proof that this is not an accurate view of the voters as shown, that how can, and they go and the government says, well, I'm certifying the vote. How can he legally sign his name to a certification, the governor, how can he sign his name to a certification without committing a federal felony saying that he's certifying the results when he knows they're incorrect?
Great,
or they may be incorrect.
Great question. And what happens in the state of Alabama, you have a meeting and the Secretary of State, the governor, and they basically certify the election. But it then is supposed to be acted on by the House and Senate. Now, it's,
right.
In Alabama, it's a precursor, it's a just a cursory type enactment. But in Pennsylvania, for example, the House and Senate could say they could reject it. It's just like a bill or any type of citation that's being sent to the House and Senate, they could turn it down.
So they could then reject those votes even yet in Pennsylvania and
they
Michigan.
They could reject the certification and say, we're not going to give these electors to either Biden or Trump, which would be the safe way to do it. If they turned it over to Trump, that would be politically devastating to them. But a safe way would be, we're not going to certify them for either Trump or Biden.
Is there enough there out there to believe that that might happen?
No, there's not.
Okay, I was wondering if maybe we're barking up the wrong tree here.
Well,
it kind of looks to me like Trump is gone.
Unless something big happens here. If you look at what the team Trump is doing, they're going to Arizona, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Georgia, and they're meeting with the state representatives and senators to try to get them to think in this direction.
Okay.
And what they would have to do, and the whole thing is to put doubt into the election. Giuliani was trying to have votes thrown out. What they need to do is put doubt into the election. I think that's where they messed up.
Yeah, I think you're right. Well, as usual, Dan, you're always right on the spot.
I don't know about that, but I try hard.
Thank you. God bless you. Have a great day.
Thank you. Going to be good to a break. Coming back after this.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Are you ready for some football? Whether you yell War Eagle or Roll Tide, if you're fourth and goal, then it's time you call in a special team, Alabama Home Mortgage. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. With a starting lineup like ours, you can rest assured that you are dealing with the MVPs of the mortgage industry here at Alabama Home Mortgage. Do you feel like you're being blocked on every play? Take a timeout and make the call that will change it all. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223, or you can visit our website, alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com, and select the Blink link to get started today. Together, we can create the playbook that will lead to your financial victory. Don't let the clock run out. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223, or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
If it came from Santa, it probably came through Wholesale Hunter in Wetumpka. Ammo, rifles, shotguns, pistols. Wholesale Hunter is all you need. Happy holidays from Wholesale Hunter, Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Dell Technologies has announced their Cyber Monday sale. They're releasing new doorbusters every weekday, plus up to 50% off cutting-edge tech for your business. There's no better time to upgrade your small business with the latest laptops and desktops with Intel Core processors, plus there's free shipping on everything. Yes, everything. Give Dell Technologies advisors a call. They'll identify the right tech solution for your business. Call 877-ASK-DELL or go to dell.com/SPCyberMonday. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Okay, John Roberts back to bat here as we round the bottom of the hour, the final hour of the Dan Morris Show. John Roberts on the COVID vaccine. Now, I've noticed, and John Roberts is going to pick up on this, I've noticed this new trend talking about the vaccine. And you're going to hear it in one of the reports on CBS, that they're setting up that there's going to be a vaccine shortage. And that people are not going to be able to get the vaccine, and they're going to try to scare the hell out of people. You'll really hear it in the CBS piece. John Roberts kind of hits it.
The president also pushing the envelope on launching the first coronavirus vaccines. FDA Commissioner Dr. Stephen Hahn summoned to the White House today under pressure to minimize the amount of time to approve the vaccines for emergency use.
Everyone wants to see American lives saved, from Dr. Stephen Hahn to this president. But this president will never apologize for putting the fire under these agencies to say, yes, we want a safe vaccine. Absolutely. We also want a fast one because lives are at stake.
In a statement to Fox News, the commissioner resisting the pressure, saying, let me be clear, our career scientists have to make the decision, and they will take the time that's needed to make the right call on this important decision. Next Tuesday, President Trump plans to bring together governors, executives from the pharmaceutical industry, pharmacies, and shipping services to get everyone on the same page about vaccine distribution.
So, he's kind of, you know, the vaccine's out there, but we're not quite sure now. He's going to hit the Durham report, Durham appointment, and then we'll get into CBS talking about the vaccine, where you'll get the obvious point that they're trying to push. Listen in.
And some other news with the Attorney General today. Bill Barr had taken steps to make sure that the probe into the origins of the Trump campaign Russia investigation don't die on Inauguration Day. Bill Barr appointing John Durham to be special counsel, meaning that his work will continue well into the next administration.
Hey John, a lot of Trump supporters were expecting the Durham report about that to come out before the election. Now, this provides what, an extra layer of protection in a Biden presidency?
An extra layer of protection for the investigation, also an indication right. that John Durham's work, while we thought that it might be ready before the election, still has a long way to go before he's through.
Okay, so now let me go to a break, coming back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. And we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree type salads. Cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean Chicken Pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
In the need to grab and go, Sinclair's now offers takeout.
Hello, this is David Ernest with Ernest Financial. And just like Ernest Financial makes lots of money for our clients, Blue Water has helped us make lots of money for our company. You cannot go wrong with advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting.
Radio advertising works. And our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding is what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Just our temperatures are going to start to moderate a little bit starting today. Plenty of sunshine. Should be a great day with a high up to about 56. That's still way below normal, but it's getting better. Tonight, not quite as cold. Overnight low temperature down to about 35, partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, we will tease 60 degrees. I think the clouds will start to increase during the day. Risk of some showers by Thursday night into Friday. Friday's high in the upper 50s to around 60. And right now, the weekend forecast still looks dry. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Brubaker Motors, where you can shop online anytime at brubaker.com. It's better at brubaker.com.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Dan Morris Show.
272-9228, that's where we are. Birch Corporation of the South, you heard John Williams. They do, if you've got a 2014 car or newer, you can go in and see about getting money for that car, pay off the loan on it, and then take the equity you have in the car and use it for whatever you want to use it for, Christmas gifts or paying bills, whatever. So you can use your car as equity. 2014, look at how much is owned there. You'll call them at 567-9000, give them some information about the car. They'll run a NADA book value on it and see what they can do for you. Give them a call, 567-9000, Mortgage Corporation of the South and Loan Center, NMLS number 232-876-567-9000. Shall we do our encouragement warning time?
Oh, I think so. I think he likes it at this point.
Could accept the fact that this city is headed for a disaster of biblical proportion.
What do you mean, biblical?
What he means is Old Testament, Mr.
Yes.
Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff.
Exactly.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
This afternoon, we've seen a whole lot of table banging.
With that, let's go to the phones and let's go to John DeBow. At the point that you hear his voice, he'll have up to 2 minutes and 30 seconds as long as he doesn't start doing a PSA or wandering. John,
welcome to the day. Hey, Dan, how you doing?
I'm doing great, and how are you?
I'm doing well. Hey, Joey.
Hello, John.
You know, I still enjoy that introduction. I always laugh when I hear it.
Joey said you did enjoy that.
Yes. But, you know, Dan, I wanted to mention that today is the high school football 7-8 championship football game at Bryant Denny Stadium in Tuscaloosa at 7 o'clock. Did you know that?
I did not.
And I was, looked like they would, if they want everybody to see it, they'd make it easier for people to watch it. I know when they have the basketball championship, it's live on like Bounce TV. And you can watch it, you know, from anywhere in the state, you know, just right on television. And I think the high school football championship should be the same way since it's the Super Bowl of high school football, the 7-8 championship.
John, we had somebody call earlier said it's on Spectrum Channel 701.
Oh, really? Ooh, Joey, thank you so much.
Wait. Do that just the way you did.
Joey, thank you so very, very much.
Yeah, but you went, ooh.
You left out the ooh. Ooh.
That was good.
But you know what? I'm going to tell you something. Football in the city of Prattville is so popular. Little League through high school, and then they had some kind of minor league professional team over there, that at San Diego Stadium, they have the same turf on the football field that they have on every NFL football stadium in the country. And all the college stadiums, they got that same turf on their football field. And all the kids, you know, Little League through high school, play football on that same field. And so, you know, that's how big it is. All their games, whether they're home or away, are live on the radio and worldwide over the internet. I've always said that some of those guys in high school are as famous as any college or professional because of getting that professional athlete, because of getting that kind of exposure in high school. And some of them just as famous as any college or professional athlete because of it.
Oh, yeah. Now, let me tell you, I love the way when they're announcing the Auburn or Alabama game, but they really do it for Alabama, they'll talk about the high school that they went to. And what is really great is when you hear Opp and Troy and, you know, small, you know, Brundage or Banks and things like that.
Well, tonight it'll be Auburn High School versus Thompson High School in the 7A high school football championship football game. Super Bowl of high school football.
Oh, boy. Thank you. Anything else, John?
That's it. Peace and blessings to you, my sisters and dears, and happy holiday season to you and Joe and the entire listening audience all over the globe.
Thank you. Duke, how are you, my man? I bet you're digging this cold.
Yeah, it's been good. Busy, busy, busy. I wanted to let you know, I went out to Sweet Creek Sunday, I believe. Either Saturday or Sunday, I can't remember. I got two plates of half chicken with some vegetables. Anyway, I got home. There was another bag in there, and I thought, what is in there? I thought I may have gotten somebody else's order. You know what they gave us for dessert?
What?
Pecan pie slices.
Oh, yeah. And isn't that pecan pie incredible?
It is. Well, I couldn't eat all of it. I ate a little bit of it, but my goodness.
I tell you what to do. Warm it up and put some vanilla ice cream on it.
Okay. Well, I just want to give a shout-out. I just want to thank Sweet Creek because they did it. I was like, What the heck? What the heck is this? And it was two slices of pecan pie.
Yeah.
So anyway,
those chicken are great, and the pecan pies are amazing.
Okay, tell Joey to put me in on Sweet Creek if you don't mind.
What do you think, Joey?
Okay.
He said okay, but his birthday is 6'8" instead of 8'8" now.
Oh, it's changed.
Tell Joey, Marilyn said hey.
They had a recall on Duke, so they moved to the 6'8". Okay, so you guys can kind of get your temperature going here, your blood pressure. Here is CDC and the vaccine distribution via CBS. Listen in.
Here in the U.S., if you need a more stark example of how bad the pandemic is, take a look at this. We have just recorded the second highest single-day death toll since the pandemic began. Nearly 2,600 people lost their lives. We're also seeing progress this morning toward a CDC recommendation on who should get the vaccine first once it's approved in this country. Our lead national correspondent, David Begno, is in Indianapolis this morning.
So slightly different here, Anthony. The CDC is saying, listen, let's give it to healthcare workers first and then folks in long-term care facilities like the elderly. Notably, in the conversation I had with the CDC yesterday, they said we not only want to give it to doctors and nurses, but also like the custodians who are cleaning the rooms, removing the waste. They're just as much at risk as the doctors and nurses. Here's more from our conversation.
The fact that we have a limited supply means that we have to be very selective in who we give this to.
Meet Dr. Jose Romero. He is chairman of the committee at the CDC that is making these recommendations, which will affect all of us. Among those selected for Group 1A are frontline medical personnel and seniors living in long-term care facilities.
The reasons we have selected these two groups are based in science, they're based in equitable distribution of vaccine and maximizing benefit and minimizing harm.
Okay, so frontline workers and then nursing homes. We're going to find out if the shot side effects are anything to worry about on the nursing home people. Okay, so that was the kind of setup. Now listen to him talk about there's not enough vaccines for your average Americans. Listen to this.
According to CDC analysis, there are about 3 million people living in long-term care facilities. Then there are roughly 21 million healthcare personnel, including non-medical custodial and administrative staff, who will also get the vaccine first. And that's about 24 million people in just Group 1A. Both vaccines are going to require two doses, several weeks apart. So that's roughly 50 million doses for just those two groups of people. Right now, there's only about 40 million doses available. So that means most of us, most Americans, will still have to wait several months for a shot in the arm, according to former CDC Director Dr. Tom Frieden.
Companies are ambitious in what they say they can produce, and we hope they're right. But remember, earlier this year, we were told there would be 300 million doses by the end of the year, then 45 million, then 40 million. So it's been a shrinking number. It's still an amazing, close to miraculous accomplishment, but we can't let optimism get in the way of reality.
Okay, did you hear how he did that with the vaccine? There are 24 million, they're including custodial workers and some other folks. Having just recently been in the hospital, there are so much workers that are not, that they're adding into that, that don't need to be added to get the shot. Custodial workers don't need to get the shot. There are all sorts of other ways to deal with that. The other part is that, did you hear he said, there are only going to be 40 million doses available, and there are 24 million, and then you have to have a second shot, bringing it to almost 50 million. There's a shortage! Everybody's going to die! Well, first of all, 24 million people don't get the shot. First, I think that's a high number. 24 million people don't get the shot on the same day, at the same time, same hour. It may take 5 days to get it. The other thing is, the projection now is they're talking about 600 million doses that could be coming out by the first of the year, which is plenty. But this is so CBS is trying to scare the crap out of you. They don't account for the fact that you do the second shot a month later. How many doses can you make during that month? So you give the first dose, and then you wait a month. And so how many doses can you make to get the second dose? I bet you can probably make 20 million. And then you don't have a problem. But CBS doesn't do any kind of critical thinking. No, can't do that. What we got to do is scare the hell out of you. Rodney, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan, sound like you're on the road today.
I am.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Dan. You know, these guys, they're going to try to... every morning they wake up and they look at every success of Donald Trump and they try to find anything.
Oh, and they're going to do it. They're going to do it forever. Don't think this is going to go away.
No, it's not. It's not. But you know what, Dan? The good thing about it is we are too. We're going to be doing this forever. I mean, we. You know, when Americans sit back and they watch this,
They want to know why we want to grow the Tea Party. We want to make it bigger. We want to make it greater. We want people out there activating out in the public throughout the next 3 years to 2024, to taking America back in 2024. Because if he doesn't get somebody to bite at this, the worst mistake they can make is to think that the Patriots are going to stop, because we're not. And we're coming at them harder than ever.
Well, I'll tell you something, in thinking a little bit differently about this, you said Tea Party. The Tea Party was the John the Baptist of the real thing. The real thing is going to be Trump's Help America, Save America type operation. And he's going to turn that into something much bigger than the Tea Party was. And
yeah,
it's going to be enormous, and that's what he's using for the platform to win 2022 and to win 2024.
And I'm very proud of what he's doing, Dan. I mean, our president is still out there fighting to the end. How magnificent that is. Just how wonderful that is to see our president not giving in like a coward with no kiwis, or just, you know, kowtowing to all of this. He has highly represented himself as the commanding chief in my heart and my eyes. And like I said, Dan, this is just the beginning. This is just the beginning.
Yeah, I think this is going to be an interesting dynamic of having Trump on the sideline with a big megaphone organizing and doing things, and the Democrats trying to run government blaming Trump for everything that's wrong that they do.
Well, that's just fine. That's just fine. Because it's going to be an exciting times ahead. It's still exciting today, Dan. And I say to all of the Trumpsters out there, keep the spirit up. Keep the movement alive. Get out there and push forward with Trump, either in the White House or not. We in it to win it, either now or then. We got to play the game, the same game they play. We can't stop. We can't take no time off. We got to be full force for America. He's doing it for us, guys, girls. Let's show him that we're going to do it with him, one way or the other.
Rodney, thanks for the telephone call. I want you to have a great day. Stay warm, my friend.
All right, guys. Y'all keep on doing it, and I'm going to keep on listening.
Get those deer out there. We're going to be back right after this.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Revolutionary in his field, Dr. Banati created, perfected, and patented the Banati spine procedures. Using his genius, Banati invented the precise tools necessary to minimize surgery, scarring, anesthesia, and recovery. So successful are the Banati spine procedures, they consistently reflect 98.75% patient satisfaction. 60,000 procedures have been performed exclusively at our location. Nearly half our patients have suffered from failed back and neck surgeries at other facilities. Banati succeeds where others fail.
This is Frank Bertarelli. We'd like to take time out to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their years of help in growing our business. Over 25 years with Zap Pest Control, and still growing thanks to Blue Water Broadcasting.
Millennials, Gen X, Baby Boomers, Gen Z, no matter what you call your customers, over 90% of them listen to radio every week. Reach them where they are. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
Two seven two nine two two eight. That's where we are on a Wednesday. Ow! Is that an air conditioner on? It's cold.
Yeah, it's how Greg likes it, you know.
So Greg is digging this cold weather, huh?
Oh, he loves it. Gets to wear the waffle. You know,
it's that time in Chicago. It's kind of like the time in prison. Time in Chicago. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Lindsay. Lindsay, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hi, guys. Good afternoon.
How have you been?
I've been doing good. How about y'all?
I've been doing good. We've been missing you. You haven't called in.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm in and out of the car and y'all, you know, be able to listen to y'all, but I wanted to call and tell you something important.
Please.
So, I wanted to thank you and your callers for putting a spell on me, making me go down to Sweet Creek, and getting that Jack Daniel's pecan pie that I love so much.
She's hooked now. She is hooked.
Like some subliminal messages or something, but I had to have it, so I went down and I got it. I can't wait to get it.
Did you get that today, or have you already had some?
Oh, I got it today.
Oh, okay, Lindsay. Heat it up and put a scoop of vanilla ice cream on it.
All right. Sounds good.
You will love it. And what I want you to do is call me back and tell me how it was. But the pecans, particularly with the Jack Daniels and the chocolate part of it, it's it just, when you heat it up, it's just like the flavor just jumps out at you.
Oh, yeah. So I wanted to see if I could get into the Sweet Creek and the Orange Corporation of the South drawing, please.
Listen to her. Lindsay, absolutely. It's been a long time since you've won something. Let's give me your month and day of birth.
It's 6/5.
6/5. You're in, Lindsay. So how is work doing?
Oh, we've been really busy.
Do things change when the weather changes like this?
Oh, yes, sir. We're getting a lot more welfare calls about people not having dog houses for their dogs and, you know, them being out in the cold weather. So, you know, it's something that, you know, I urge people to think about.
What is the temperature that somebody's doing some real harm to their dog?
I can't say for sure. I'll say under freezing, would be a worrisome, you know, kind of degree mark.
Yeah.
But also, you know, that's, you know, it's whatever the dog's acclimated to, and if they've been living here for a little while, unfortunately, we get some pretty hot seasons, too, so.
Yeah. Well, Lindsay, you do great work out there, and you do very honorable work. And I appreciate you calling in. I appreciate you going down to Sweet Creek Farm Market. I've got your name in the drawing, my dear.
Okay.
Good talking to you.
Y'all have a good day.
You
all
too.
Right.
Bye. Such a sweetie. Let's do this. Let's troll on down to Carl Rove on the appointment at Durham, and then he's going to talk about Rahm Emanuel. Then I want to pop off something for Georgia.
Look, this whole thing is a terrible situation. This should have never been allowed to happen. And, you know, it's an embarrassment to our country. All over the world, they're talking about it. And, yeah, I would consider a special prosecutor. Because, you know, this is not a counsel. It sounds so nice. I went through 3 years of a special counsel prosecutor. I call prosecutor because it's a much more accurate term.
So that from Sunday Morning Futures with Maria here on Fox. And now we know this. Bill Barr has given John Durham the powers of his special counsel. In fact, it happened about 2 weeks prior to the election. That order allows him to keep investigating the Russia probe origins. Bill Barr, meanwhile, is at the White House as we speak. We're going to bring in Carl Rove, talk about this and a little more. What did he make of the move on behalf of the AG about 35 minutes ago?
Well, we can guarantee that this Durham investigation will continue unless and until Joe Biden's administration decides it wants to have a gigantic political kerfluffle by firing him. I think this is this guarantees that Durham, who's a career prosecutor, he's not a Republican, not a Democrat, career prosecutor, was made U.S. attorney by George W. Bush for the state of Connecticut and turned around and indicted and sent to jail the Republican governor of Connecticut, who was a close personal friend of President Bush's. So he's a tough character. He's going to do what he thinks is right. This appointment gives him the authority to continue beyond the end of the Trump administration. The only way I think they can end this is for the new administration to basically fire him, and I think there'd be political heck to pay if they tried to do this.
Okay, and Carl's on the political point is spot on. Let's drop down and do Newt Gingrich instead of the final Carl Rove, because I see him running out of time. So Newt is going to be Newt number one, and he's going to be talking about election fraud problems. Remember, Newt is from Georgia.
You have kept asking, where is the evidence? You're not going to hear any of these serious claims from American citizens, one after another, on any of the other networks and the media mob, the New York Toilet Paper Times, the Washington Compost. No, the mob is ignoring what witnesses, or maybe you want to call them whistleblowers, are saying.
Sean Hannity last night claiming the mainstream media is ignoring claims of voter irregularities across the country. This as hearings have taken place in a few states where witnesses have testified to what they allege to have seen, particularly with the handling of mail-in ballots. Let's bring in Newt Gingrich. You heard Sean Hannity there at the top of the segment. Kayleigh McEnany was also on his show last night and said this. Listen.
We have affidavits like this, where they actually list out all of the circles are different ballot numbers. They've written the specific ballot number down that was dated January 1st, 1900 for someone who didn't have a birthday. So these are fact-driven. They're real people. Their voices matter, and President Trump will fight for the 74 million plus individuals like that who showed up to vote for him.
Sir, what do you make of the whistleblower complaints, one, and wouldn't you think the mainstream media would want to kind of dig into these complaints because, you know, if nothing else, to maybe knock them down?
Well, look, as a historian, I am totally confused by what's going on. You have a serious case in Nevada where 600,000 ballots have never been seen by the Republicans. You have a very serious case in Wisconsin where 200,000 votes could be thrown out, according to Reince Priebus, the former Republican National Committee chair who's from Wisconsin and a lawyer. You have a serious case in Michigan. You have chaos in Pennsylvania, where a Pennsylvania judge has said she doesn't see how Biden could possibly have carried the state. And then you have Georgia, which is a total mess because of the Secretary of State, who I think has clearly broken the law over and over again. So I look at all that as a historian. I've never seen anything like this in my life. But of course, you have to understand, the propaganda media doesn't cover the news.
Amen.
The propaganda media spent 5 years trying to destroy Trump. They're not about to turn around and in any way help him. So they're not going to cover anything which would in any way threaten Joe Biden. That's just a fact. It's where we are as a country. And the question is whether the judicial system and the general public override the news media bias. The Constitution's very clear.
Yeah.
The state legislatures, not the governor, not the Secretary of State, not the judges, the state legislatures ultimately have control of all of these electors. And in every one of the states I mentioned, the state legislature could insist on a complete and thorough examination and a complete and thorough count before agreeing to send anybody as an elector. And I'm frankly puzzled by how you could have this many different allegations and not realize that there's something profoundly wrong. These aren't coming from the Trump team. These are coming from people all over the country.
We did it again. We ran out of time. Maybe I'll pick up the Newt stuff tomorrow. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show.
Good show.
Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock and I keep doing it until I get it right. Grab your dad the great. He's next. Adios.